And Andrew Kelleher of JMI Wealth is with me. Hey, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
What are you making of the Trump stuff?
Oh, my gosh. So back into this is the moving feast that is the US and global trade policy. And look, I hate to say it, but it has become a bit of a recurrent theme, hasn't it, in the sort of typical playbook of the Trump administration, that, Heather, the reality of doing stuff is actually proven to be more difficult than they initially thought. So this week we're staring down the barrel of the 9 July deadline, which is the end date of the 90-day pause that was applied to the implementation of the infamous reciprocal tariffs. They were announced on the 2nd of April, and then the Trump administration realized on the 9th of April that it wasn't going to work. So they put this pause in place. Then they promised that they would do numerous deals. And you hate to go back to the facts, but Pete Navarro, who was the special trade counsel, he said, his words, 90 deals in 90 days, which was never going to happen because the reality just doesn't allow for that. So what we saw Sunday night, Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, he said, look, letters are going to start going out this week to the trade partners, basically looking for some sort of resolution of outstanding deals by 1st of August. And if they didn't get that resolution, the countries would boomerang, love that word, boomerang back to the levels announced on April the 2nd. Now, I've talked a number of times before about this somewhat chaotic sort of operational environment within the Trump administration. And this is sort of indicative of the uncertainty because, you know, we really don't know if this will actually happen and what will happen. Look, there's still the impression that a number of deals will be announced this week, Heather. You've got a number of sort of deals in place, Vietnam, China, some agreement with the UK, some with the EU. They're not full detailed trade deals. China's more of a holding agreement. And then, as you just said, Heather, to add a little bit more spice to the mix, there could be an extra 10% applied to these BRICS emerging countries, so Brazil, Russia, India, China. But to spice that up even more, last year a number of other countries joined that group, which is Indonesia, people like Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, UAE, which Trump has been sort of quite matey with. So we're not too sure whether that 10% will apply to them as well. So what we're in here, Heather, is we're in the weeds of the catchphrase of 2025, which is uncertainty. You've got more in the mix now. What we do know is this, I think, is a reminder that the global trade environment is moving into a more restrictive phase. It will be worse than it was. It'll be more restrictive than it was prior to this. So markets are weaker. They don't like the uncertainty. And actually overnight as well, Pete Navarro is now putting pressure on, as well as Trump putting pressure on Jerome Powell, so is Pete Navarro. And that political pressure from the Federal Reserve, that's not something that financial markets want to see.
No, not at all. Over in Australia, what are you picking from the RBA today?
Well, look, general consensus is, so Governor Michelle Bullock, she'll announce the latest deliberation of the Reserve Bank of Australia on the level of the cash rate. Their rate's currently 3.85%. Remember, we're at 3.25%. They're still a little bit higher than us. The big four banks, the economists, they're all aligned in their view. The central bank will drop the rate to 3.6, so 25 basis point cut. Just looking at the recent data, and you've probably got to agree with that, inflation prints, employment, that's probably influencing that call. Household spending numbers were a little bit more robust. Their last CPI data was well below, under expectations. Their retail sales have been weak. They've got similar issues to us with sort of depressed consumer confidence, which again is the impact of all that uncertainty out there. Also, you remember China, very important for the Aussie economy and the very uncertain, and there's a lot of uncertainty around the economic future for China as well. So I think all in all, they'll get their rate down to 3.6 and they'll probably end up somewhere around 3%, not dissimilar from us. And all will be revealed at 4:30 this afternoon, Heather, and we can talk about it tomorrow morning.
Absolutely, and we will. Andrew, give me the numbers.
Sure. So, as I said, US markets are weaker. The Dow Jones, they're coming off all-time highs. Dow Jones is down 1.3%, 600 points, 44,224. The S&P 500 down about 0.9%, 6,224. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it, down 1.17%, 20,360. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.19%, 8,806. The Nikkei lost just over 0.5%, 39,587. Shanghai Composites are pretty much unchanged, 3,473 there. The Aussie yesterday lost 14 points, points, 8589 was the close, and we had a quietish day in the NZX 50, closing down 2 points, 12,764. The US dollar is stronger this morning, which means Kiwi dollar is weaker. It's down under 60 cents, 0.5997. Remember, it was flirting with 61 cents last week. Against the Aussie, we're at 0.9236, 0.5124 against the euro, 0.4409 against the quid, 87.6 Japanese yen. Gold is at $3,331, and Brent crude just edging up $69.15.
Good stuff, Andrew. Talk to you tomorrow. Andrew Callagher of JMI Wealth.